Having a few children of my own, I've seen my fair share of Walt Disney movies. And they're all filled with fantasies, miracles. Which person in this room today could not sing the lyrics to When You Wish Upon a Star, Dreams Come True? But this is all kid stuff. It's not the real world. I only believe, as many people feel, in nature. What I see is what I know, and nothing else is real. Until we get to today's Haftorah from the book of Ezekiel. Yechezkel went to a valley, and there he witnesses upon Atzamos Hayaveshos, dry bones, in a prophetic vision. Pasuk Vav tells us something unusual that happens to those dry bones. V'nosati aleichem gidim v'aleisei eschem basar v'karamti aleichem or v'nosati b'chem ruach v'chiyisem v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. I shall put sinews upon you and bring flesh upon you and draw skin over you. Then I shall put spirit into you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Hashem. This is alluding to the futuristic time, the days of Mashiach, the Messianic era, where we'll experience the Chiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. I teach this to my students, and very often they look at me in wide wonderment and ask, with all due sincerity, do we really believe that? And this is a very difficult question to tackle. For those that are familiar with other Sidurim of other denominations, they remove the words Mechaye HaMesim from our Shemone Esrei and change it to Mechaye HaKol, God who gives life to everything. The idea of Tachias HaMesim is very, very difficult for us to truly accept, but we better. For it's stated in the Rambam, among the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the 13 principles of faith, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shlema, that I believe with complete faith, shetihe techias amesim be'ez shiala rotzon me'ez habari yisbarach shemo, yis'ala zichro l'ad l'nesach nisachim, that there will be a time of the resurrection of the dead, whenever the wish emanates from the Creator, blessed is His name, and exalted is His mention, forever and for all eternity. Clearly mentioned in the Ani Mamins, as well as the Yigdal, which is also the 13 principles of our faith, that we must believe in Tchias HaMesim. It's something, as we just said, is part of our Shmona Esrei, part of our davening. How do we truly believe Bemuna Shlema of something of Tchias HaMesim? Something which we've never experienced. Something which we've never seen. And the way that I understand this is looking at an apple. Now, we all have apples. Every good teacher has one on their desk. But just for a moment, imagine that you had no idea how an apple came to being. You've never seen an apple, and you've never studied how an apple is grown. And I would come up to you and I'd say, you know what? I know you've lived in the middle of in a cell because you don't know anything, but I want to show you this big thing outside. Do you know what that's called? It's called a tree. And there's apples hanging from that tree. But do you know how that apple came to being? It's this little seed that I will put into the ground. And that seed will rot and germinate. And the roots will form, which eventually will produce a wonderful huge tree. And maybe, one day produce fruits, you'd look at me and say, you're crazy. How is it possible that from this little seed can come forth this delicious red apple? And the answer, of course, is it does. We know it does. And one just needs to study a little bit of science and understand that that's part of Teva. That's nature. That's something which we all see every day. But that's the reason why we take such granted, so much for granted, all the things around us that we consider to be nature, but in reality are quite miraculous. With this said, we could also understand the idea of Techesem Esim, that we, after 120 years, place the remains of an individual into the ground, and similar to that seed which germinates, one day, just like that tree, and fruit will blossom, will grow, so too, one day, will be a Techesem Esim, where those individuals will come back to life. The reality is, if we look at the world around us with open eyes, we understand that everything is miraculous. But only the things that we see every day, we take for granted. I'd like to share with you one of the two things that I always wanted to do my entire life. And I was able to do both of them on the same year. One of them, as discussed on Rosh Hashanah, was me skydiving. The second is LASIK surgery. There's an interesting story that I needed to get some blood work. So I took the lunch break from my school and I drove about 20 minutes away and I went to the lab to get my blood work. And they looked at me and they said, well, I'm sure you fasted today. And I said, no, I had breakfast. And they said, well, I'm sorry, we can't do the blood work. So I was very dejected. I wasted a good amount of time, an hour of my day, driving back and forth for nothing. And then, with my very thick glasses, squinting my eyes, I noticed a sign down the hallway. It was for LASIK surgery. And I walked in. Then I said, I'd like to have LASIK surgery today. And they said, well, who told you about us? I said, no one. Do you realize we have the most sophisticated equipment? No, just give me LASIK surgery. And of course, they didn't do it on the spot. But later, it was done. So my wife drove me back home. It was a Friday afternoon. Spent Shabbos at home. That Friday night, I was able to start seeing things that I'd never seen before. And I was so amazed that my eyesight was getting better and better and better. And I thought to myself, if one day I will be rid of these glasses, I will be so thankful. I'll be so appreciative every day for the rest of my life. And indeed, the next morning, my vision was 20/20. Legally blind only 24 hours ago, now I have perfect eyesight. And when I said the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Pokeach Ivrim, Hashem who opens up the eyes of the blind, perhaps that was the one day I had real kavana for that bracha. But then days turned to weeks, weeks to months, and now here I am a few years later. And to be honest with you, although at first I was very appreciative of having good eyesight and not having to wear those glasses that hurt my ears, my nose, I forgot about it. I just went about my day and didn't realize how fortunate I am to have good eyesight. And if we think for a moment and study the human eye, you cannot stop but to understand the tremendous miracles simply by our vision and our eyesight. But including myself, How often do we all take for granted the miracles that we experience every day of our lives? And this is what we say in Modim. We thank Hashem on the Secha, V'anifal Secha, on the miracles and on the wonders. And the Eitz Yosef explains, what's the difference between a miracle, a nes, and niflotecha, and wonders? Miracles are extraordinary events that everyone recognizes as the results of Hashem's intervention. Niflotecha, wonders, are the familiar things that we do not regard as miracles because we have grown accustomed to them, such as breathing, raining, and growing. We thank God for both miracles and wonders because we know that He is their creator. I believe the significance of Nisecha and Niflosecha coupled together is to tell us that just like my eyesight, the ability to wake up in the morning, we have to realize that everything is miraculous. As simple as the growing of an apple to the tremendous complexity of Techiyas HaMesim. We're now in the middle of Pesach. Pesach is a time in which we read of tremendous miracles that happen. After all, the name of this month is Nisan, a holiday and month of miracles. May we all merit, Bizocha, to appreciate all of the Nisim that occur to us throughout our lives. May we never take a single day for granted. Good Shabbos.